sea in a clapboard shack by a broken down tree.
There's a light in the window, two salty gals inside.
I'm not sure if they're witches, but you know that's implied.
Got the storytelling, ego swelling,
pillow talking, moonlight walking sea hags.
Welcome to the Sea Hags Podcast. I'm Chris Jeppa.
I'm Katie Norgren, and with us this week is a returning beauty and brains all in one delightful package. We have the gorgeous Madison is with us.
Hi, everyone.
Yay. Thank you for saving our butts. We needed a guest really bad. We've been talking to only each other for a while.
Yeah. So, listeners, thank you for putting up with that, and now we actually have a third person to reflect off of.
I'm happy to be here.
Not as navel-gazy.
We didn't even have to bribe you or anything.
Wait, I could have... There was bribes?
You'll never know.
No! It's just because, like I said, I never do anything on the week. Well, I never make plans, so I just leave it open.
Yeah. Just, like, see what the universe has to lob at you.
And apparently it's being a guest on our podcast.
Exactly! And then going to visit cats later, so that's my life.
Not a bad time.
I mean, that sounds pretty up your alley. Alley cat.
I saw that coming.
Oh, adorable.
Three alleys away.
Yay.
Oh, man, what were we talking about that we said we had to save it for the podcast?
Oh, I don't know. Spoilers for Master of None.
For Master of None, yeah.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Chef Jeff sucks.
Yeah, he's the... Having dated, like, people in that world...
Yeah.
It's...
The world of food.
The world of food.
For those of you who have not seen it, don't worry about spoilers.
The world of food. It was a pretty accurate depiction of the douchey guy.
Yeah, oh, he's so fun, he's so cool, and then it's just like...
Man, he travels all over the world.
Yeah.
He makes no reservations.
Yeah, hint,
a chef abroad, you know?
Not calling out anyone in particular, but no, like you said, pretty much every
someone
chef
who's
is probably that.
Good-looking and an asshole and cooks food and eats food.
With a deep voice. Yeah. That's too bad, because I would really...
I have leather jacket.
I would really love to do, like, a travel food show where we just, like, go around and, like, try delicious things.
And hit on the locals.
Yeah, like, that sounds awesome. So why am I so mad when douchey guys do? I guess because they also cause pain to
yeah,
others.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think yours would be, like... I don't think your time off camera would be spent, you know... sexually harassing makeup artists.
Yeah, probably
just
not.
Just a guess.
Yeah, probably not.
But...
Maybe, like, a little bit.
But in a fun way.
But it's cool when I do it. No, yeah, it's just like, yeah, Anthony Bourdain. I always come back to Mallory Ortberg's write-up about him. I think we talked about that. Did we talk about that last time you were here?
No, no.
Oh,
I don't
it's just,
know this.
She wrote a fake editorial of Anthony Bourdain. Like, I am your food man. Oh, yes, I have tattoos. I am bad man food man have tattoos. I am leather jacket cigarette man.
I definitely was totally pulled into his web in my late teens, though.
Oh,
of
yeah.
Having, like, a huge crush on Anthony Bourdain.
Oh, he's so worldly.
Yeah. Back in 2011 or 12, I want to say, I took a class called, like, Critical Masculinities, because of course I did.
Yes,
and and the one of the books that we were assigned was Kitchen Confidential.
Oh, really?
And I remember thinking, like, oh, I don't really necessarily know why she would suggest this. Like, oh, this is just one of the very many ways that alpha male masculinity is presented.
Exactly, yeah. I remember working at this, and I think it's almost even worse in the cooking world, because cooking is so domesticated in the home, mm-hmm. and, like, so feminized.
Women are
in
cooks
the home.
And men are chefs.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. So I remember I worked at this cafe in Toronto, and it was like a chain. Mm-hmm. Well, there was like two, and one was bigger, one was smaller, and then one was a restaurant, which like promptly shut down because the guy who owned it was like a huge cokehead and sexually harassed everyone. So my friend who worked for him and was one of his managers would tell me these just stories about, like, the nights that they would go out and he would just be, like, pushing coke on his staff. And they had, like, a bet on who could sleep with one of the waitresses first and stuff like that. And I watched another friend who worked for him kind of, like, slowly turn into him.
Ew!
Because he started working as a manager at, like, 19.
Oh,
and
no.
Then it's slowly...
Right. So impressionable.
Yeah.
So, like,
I'm so
cool. Yeah.
I'm so cool. And I'm making money. And...
Exactly. And he had been working there for about 6 months and got promoted over all the women who had been working there for like over a year, 2 years, stuff like that.
Ugh.
Ugh. Yeah, yeah.
Mediocre dudes getting jobs. I've been hearing a lot about that lately.
Yeah.
I guess it's probably not recent news. But
no, but with Trump, I mean, it's kind of more obvious now.
Yeah. But even just, yeah, in local circles, there's been some talk of some I can't say anything about it.
Yeah.
You're such a little cagey shit.
You started off and you're like, never mind.
Oh, no, sorry. That's political confidential.
Yeah. Your new book. No. Political Confidential.
Maybe, yeah, maybe.
What's
later.
Your pen name gonna be?
Oh.
Scrimshaw McGillicuddy?
I have no idea. Andrew Weaver's ascot.
Did you shoot yourself in the foot there?
No.
That's it. Is that the name of your book? Or is that your
That's
pen name?
That's my pen name. Is I am writing as Andrew Weaver's ascot, but it's not. It's not about him. It's only
time for a press conference.
I was not talking about anyone from the Green Party. Don't worry.
Yes, but you were talking about their ascot.
Yeah, we were talking about him downstairs earlier. It's just like he's a bit of a pompous man.
A pompin' circumstance.
Exactly. Yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
Whatever, let's collaborate, etc. Yeah. We still don't know who government is, still don't know what my job's gonna be.
Yeah, we have to stop, collaborate, and listen.
Yeah, we've got to Vanilla Ice this whole situation up in Victoria.
Yes. Absolutely, give it a really culturally ambiguous flat top.
I was telling Chris I was watching the election with my pretty conservative uncle, who we've managed to, like, reach a middle ground where there's just, like, certain things we won't bring up, and we were, but we were, you know, my partner was like, can you just not talk about politics with your uncle, because, like, he can't say anything, because it's, like, the family thing. He's like, you know, he's putting us up in his place, like, you know, I'm not.
Oh, I do.
Yeah, exactly. You're giving me a knowing look, so, so I agreed. I was like, okay, I'll be good, and then I was like, oh, it's election night.
Well, I guess we're doing this.
Oops, and his stepdaughter, like, works for the Liberals in government. Oof. And stuff like that. And he said to me, and I got so annoyed. He was like, oh, well, because I was jealous of how much money she makes. Mm. He goes, oh, well, you know, she has 2 degrees. And I'm like, no, she doesn't. She has a major and a minor. I have 2 degrees. And I get paid nothing.
Yeah.
I'm just not willing to work for the Liberals.
Yeah. I saw a tweet that was like, I ruined someone's graduation dinner tonight, because they were like, oh, our daughter just graduated with a bachelor's of English. And he's like, great. Oh, I have a master's in English. Anyway, would you like fries with
Yeah, exactly.
And it was just like, a hush went over the table.
Oh, God. That's so depressing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so depressing.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Oh, man, education. And yet you're doing more of it.
Since
Madison was last here. She applied to, like, 100 PhD programs and got into, like, 100 of them.
99.
Yeah?
Yeah, I did.
You got into, like, everything, pretty much.
7 out of 8.
That's amazing.
Yeah, 7 out of 8.
That's incredible.
I lost part of my soul during that experience.
I watched it happen in real time.
Yeah, exactly.
On the timeline.
My soul was slowly withering away as
Please
it went
validate
on.
Me as a person.
I really did that a lot. I would actually yell at my partner across the house, validate me.
Please validate me.
I just go, validate me!
You are valid.
And he's like, yeah, you're great. Can I do stuff now? I'm like, no! I hibernated. I, like, didn't leave my house. I was still working full-time. And it was awful. It was a terrible, terrible experience. And I felt like I talked to every professor in Canada.
Oh, God.
Like, on the phone. And
like, asking for advice and stuff? Or
well, I just reached out. I'm like, I'm interested in applying to the program. Can we have a chat?
This is my phone voice. Hello.
Yeah. Can we have a chat? And so I would have all these talks. Like, sometimes I would talk to 4 professors in a day.
Wow.
And my partner, who is brilliant and I adore, he didn't do any of this legwork when he was applying for his PhD.
No. Oh, does he have his PhD now, or?
He's about a year and a half away.
Okay.
Yeah, he's in dissertation writing phase right now, and he's about to go do field work. But he didn't do any of it. He didn't call anyone. He didn't email ahead to anyone.
He just applied and got in.
I was like, you prick.
But did he get into 7 out of 8?
He got into 4 out of 8.
Yeah, well, then you're better.
Yeah, so I was like, haha. I didn't know. I was like, but.
Same outcome, ultimately.
Yeah, same outcome, ultimately.
You still just get to pick one thing.
Exactly. Yeah. And that was, he would always say to me, he's like, you know, you can only say yes to one.
Yeah, and you're a septa-doc. Like,
no, I'm like, I want to go to all of them.
You want to go every school. You could do 8 PhDs if you wanted to in different places.
I would die. Like, yeah. I would be so poor.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm already so poor. Like, I budgeted, and I'm like, No!
I don't have any.
I'm like, there's no money.
I got none. I don't got any. How, do you want to say which one you got into?
Yeah, well, I'm going to University of Toronto.
Yay. U of T.
For information studies, which is kind
that
of...
That sort of sounds very much like...
Fake.
What it should be.
It's the... It's,
is that what everybody's doing?
It's called the iSchool. I know. I haven't started yet, so I'm not going to start making snarky comments in public yet, but I think them.
But they did accept you, so you can at least tell the...
Yeah, exactly. So,
High school.
Yeah, they rebranded. As universities love to do.
Oh, don't they just?
They do.
The
like,
engaged university.
Oh my gosh. Well, it's like the at graduation, when I graduated from my master's at SFU, they had someone sing the new SFU song. I guess there was a
contest. Oh my god, I heard that.
The Engage the World.
It was awful.
Yeah.
No.
And he was like, engage the world. And it was really terrible. And it was part of their like rebranding campaign to rebrand the university.
Nothing says like modern high tech university like someone like doing a cheesy ballad.
Oh yeah.
It's like Eurovision but for
Universovision. It's exactly what it was.
I would love to see like Canadian Eurovision, but it's all the big schools like trying to do like a terrible pop.
Oh, it'd be so
song.
Dreadful.
Oh, no.
The only good thing about the rebranding of SFU's just I don't know brand was that a bunch of people photoshopped Andrew Petter's face onto Jean-Luc Picard and wrote just engage on the bottom
exactly,
and just stuck
them
up everywhere. There's one stuck up on a light fixture that no human can reach.
Yes!
So it's like...
Just always there.
Yeah, I see it every morning when I come into the office.
That's
so
very cute.
And it just
funny.
Gives you that, like, morning perk.
It does.
You're like, oh, thank you.
It does. I went to a staff event where I was like, they were like, sometimes the president will drop in and he'll do a round of handshakes. I was like, oh, I hope not. And he didn't. So I was really happy.
I had to shake Dalton McGuinty's hand in Ontario.
Such a name.
Oh, I'm sorry. His name is like almost onomatopoeia for the kind of person that he is.
He's a lizard man.
He's a lizard man.
And he came to our high school and there's farmers outside protesting, which was awesome. I was like, can I go hang out with the farmers instead of Dalton? And we like sat there and like he walked around like shaking hands.
Sounds
and I, like
Archie Comics character.
Yeah, and it does. That's because Dalton Doyle.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Riverdale, that's one
of
the new shows.
Oh my god, Riverdale's so good.
I am so sexually attracted to Jughead, I can't handle it.
You are not alone, because it seems like everyone is.
I know, but I'm really bitter.
But he was a child actor. We saw him as a kid.
Not anymore.
But he's 24.
Isn't he bad, though? Isn't he, like, a bad... I don't know. Like, there's always, like...
He's a fake woke boy, I think.
I don't even care.
Yeah.
You don't even care. Just bring that weird little crown hat head over here.
Well, I've had a crush on Jughead even in the comic books.
Uh-huh. He's so unattainable, because you're not a cheeseburger.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I just was like, Archie's like a tool, which they've represented really well in the show. But Jughead, I was like, you know, I think he's sensitive. He's moody.
He's moody. I love a moody man.
Yeah, that's my type.
Moody, brooding.
Yeah, exactly.
Like a David Boreanaz.
A little bit detached and more of the observer rather than the participant.
Yeah, that you're constantly trying to get open up to you.
That sounds really exhausting.
Yeah, it fucking is. I've been dating them since I was 15.
But you love them. You can't stop yourself. You want a book that you can crack open.
The one time I didn't date someone who was brooding, I was like, this is too obvious. I was like, he talks too much.
He tells me way too much about how he's feeling.
I know, I'm like,
I wish he'd close himself off to me.
Oh my god. Can we put that cap on the bottle? Only one of us can be like this, and it's me.
No cap on your bottle.
Our apartment isn't big enough for two people's feelings.
Oh my god, what were we talking about before Jughead came up?
Oh, Dalton
McGuinty.
Yeah, the lizard man.
The lizard man, yes.
Yeah, and he didn't even, and then, like, they closed down our high school, of course, because it was an arts high school and it was working. So.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You're like, people weren't feeling oppressed.
Get this out of here.
Yeah, so they were like, no, we can't have this. People seem to be having joy in this building.
What's this? What's this?
Yeah, and so they closed it down and they like
children
appealed.
Children doing
and...
art.
Exactly.
What's this? I don't know, something about a fart. Everything rhymes with fart.
That was an excellent.
Thank you. I'm basically Danny Elfman.
I really said that the dancing isn't going to be portrayed over a sound wave.
Make it a gif.
That's
make it a gif.
Yeah, exactly.
It is pretty much what it sounds like, just FYI. Whatever your brain's filling in, just think it's
Assume
that.
Assume it's that.
It's probably that. Oh, it's so we're just on the first day that it's ever been nice. Ever on a weekend for the last like year.
It feels I went
like...
for a walk in the sun in shorts. It was really nice.
Got some sun on your stems.
Yeah, got to get those gals out there.
Yep.
I put on sunscreen, which is a good practice. A good practice for your skin, etc.
Very smart.
But like, it seemed like everyone was like in a rush to get somewhere.
Yeah.
Instead of just being like, oh, it's nice.
I need to soak up the sun.
Yeah, like it's an emergency. Like they don't. But it does feel like that in Vancouver. Mm-hmm. It feels like an emergency.
Especially because the winter lasted like till last week.
Yeah.
Till like yesterday.
Yeah. It's like, quick, change plans. Ah.
I was straight up freezing my balls off waiting for the bus on Tuesday. Like crazy cold. It was like 7 degrees where I was, and it was super windy.
And then everyone's texting me from Ontario, Montreal, be like, I had to install my air conditioner. And I'm like, shut up!
You did amazing bitch voice, may I say.
Oh, no problem. I've had a lot of experience.
No problem, she says.
You're welcome.
There was a guy in such a bad mood in the lineup for the post office today that, like, took it out on the poor postal employee. Because he was just like... But it says on the ticket that you, like, it should be here by, like, tomorrow at such and such day and after this time. And she's like, yeah, it says after 1, it's 11 o'clock, so, like, it's not here. And, you know, he's like, but don't they just drop it off on the truck? And it's just, like, he's getting mad at her for, like, how systems work. And it's, like, it's totally not her fault, you know. And then she, like, went to the back to go, like, find a number for him to call to complain. And she was like, oh, we found your package. It, like, I guess it was dropped off, but it wasn't entered in the computer. Good news. And he was like, oh, you bitch. Like, I can't believe you were, like, saying that. I was like, hey, dude, like, she has no control over that. And he was like, whatever, whatever.
Did you call her a bitch?
Yes.
What? Oh, I thought like, that was just, like, an exaggeration
No.
That situation.
I had to intervene, because it was just like, why... Yeah.
I can't believe that.
Like, that she was intentionally, like, holding it back and, like, trying to stick to the rules and stuff. And she's like, it literally wasn't in the computer system. He was like, fine. And then she's like,
did he apologize for saying bitch?
No.
Oh, my God, what a dick
hole. And then she asked him to sign something, and he apparently wrote something really rude because, like, you know the electronic, like, signing pads?
Yeah.
And she looked up at him, and she's like, that's not funny. And I just kind of looked at her, I'm like, are you okay? And so she, like, got him to erase that, and, like, he wrote it again, and then he would, like, huffed off, and I was just like, holy fuck, like, are you okay, dude? Like, to the lady. She was fine, but she was just like, I wish I was outside playing, and that guy just took out his bad day on me, and that sucks.
What kind of entitlement is that?
Yeah.
That...
I hate that so much. I hate that so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, I completely don't understand how you can take something out on someone you've never met.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, I take stuff out on people I do know all the time. But people you never met.
Because he was so up his own ass about, like, well, it was guaranteed shipping, like, next day shipping.
Yeah, and that,
like,
was the responsibility of the person that shipped it.
Yeah. And you weren't home, you missed the parcel delivery. So if you knew that it was getting shipped one day, like, maybe
be there.
Was this an Amazon Prime problem?
I don't know. I have no idea. I got my Amazon Prime today, and it was fine. Like, because I was here, because I knew I was expecting it.
For her burlet journal, and it's so cute.
Her burlet journal?
Burlet journal.
Burlet journal. Did you just get that today, or?
My washi tape.
Oh, you got your washi tape.
It's so cute. Yeah, you'll have to excuse me. I rolled out of bed, Skyped with a friend, and then walked here.
Excuse me for what?
I'm breakfastless.
Oh,
no.
Yeah, it's okay.
Do you want a yogurt?
No, I'm okay.
You want a soda?
Get yourself. I get, like, way less hungry when it gets hot out, too.
Yes.
Yeah, like, my appetite goes way down.
Mm-hmm.
But it is, like, it's been raining, what? It was the most rain we've ever had, ever, or something.
The earth is
something
fine.
Something stupid like that.
Yeah.
The earth is totally fine.
I know, I just, you know, it would be nice to not have, like, a droughty summer. That would be cool, so I don't think we will, but I'd like some beach time and stuff like that.
Just, like, a scheduled day of rain once weekly, like, every Tuesday or something
like
that.
Can't we do that?
Yeah, come on, Brother Nature, let's hook this up.
Brother Nature.
I was just thinking about Parks and Rec earlier today. This weekend, your parents will just be me and your mother, Mother Nature, and me, Mother Nature's brother, Brother Nature.
Oh my gosh, I miss that show.
It was such a good show.
I miss that show so much. It was one of my favorite comedies.
You can watch it again.
Well, yeah, I might just do that.
I mean, you're going to be living in Toronto with no money, so
what
Netflix
else am I gonna
is about
do?
All you've got.
I budgeted, and I put in no entertainment budget.
You've got to put Netflix in the budget.
Well, I did.
Okay.
No,
cool.
I budgeted.
That's the entertainment
budget. I budgeted
budget.
Netflix.
bill. Like, that's not anything special.
I budgeted Netflix. No, the one thing that I'm giving myself as a birthday present is a Just for Laughs pass.
Oh.
Toronto. Nice. Pass. Yeah, that's my gift to myself.
I mean, that'll be fun. When's that happening? Is that
end
summer?
Of September. Mm. So my sister and I are going to go. She messaged me and I'm like, yes. And I was like, that's going to be my birthday present to myself. It's a Just for Laughs pass.
That's great. That's cool.
Yeah. I'm pretty excited.
Yeah, you'll be around some really good comedy all over.
Yeah, well, there was some great comedy here for the Just for Laughs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there was.
I saw Andy Kindler, and he had a bunch of guests, and saw Parnan and Charla, who's my favorite.
Yeah. I really wanted to see her. I think I had a show the night that she was performing or something.
She's in Masters of None.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And has a great cameo.
Yeah.
No spoilies.
Apart from Chef Jeff being a creeper.
Well, yeah, whatever. But you like can see that
coming a mile away.
Yeah.
A mile away, yeah. What were you just saying?
Just for laughs,
right. I saw just Moshe Kasher. That's the only person I saw.
Oh, okay. Oh, I wanted to see that.
It was good. It was really good. And Sophie Buttle opened for him. It was really cute. So aww. I like her a lot. She's great. So
I also saw My Favorite Murder, the podcast.
Oh, okay. There's so many murder podcasts.
I listen to all of them.
Every single one?
Right now I listen to True Crime Garage.
Oh, my gosh.
And, which is, like, these two burly dudes from Ohio who, like, try to have good politics. But, yeah, like, I went jogging the other day.
Listening to a murder podcast.
Listening to a true crime podcast, and I ran so fast, and I was like, I think I just found my fitness regime.
It's basically zombies run at IRL. Night.
Yeah, just be terrified.
Well, and like, they're all about murdered women.
Just call the app, like, A Woman at Night, pretty much.
Yeah, exactly.
You get your steps in real fast.
Real fast. So I was
not responsible if you were actually murdered.
Sorry about that, guys.
Sorry.
I was listening to the Elisa Lam one. Which is, I guess you're, like...
I don't know who Elisa Lam is. Oh, the one from the top of the hotel in LA who was from Canada
Okay. So I was listening to that one, so I'm like, she was from Vancouver too, or Victoria, or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like, therefore I am also going to get murdered. But, like, I just always think I'm going to get murdered.
You're
and
not
so,
even in
like,
LA.
Yeah, well, I know. I did go to LA.
Did you get murdered there?
No, but we did, like...
Oh, tell us about, your LA, you went to the Comedy Store.
I did, it was amazing.
Oh yeah, we totally wanted you to talk about that on
Okay, I can do that. I went on a road trip with my partner's parents.
Oh, cool.
From Vancouver to Los Angeles.
Wow. Did your partner come with you?
Yes.
Okay, because that would have been really weird otherwise.
Just me and the in-laws.
Dad almost ran me over.
Okay, that on purpose?
No, but it is a thing that happened.
It is something that exists between us now.
So the one thing I said, like, because the trip was kind of more about his parents and stuff like that. So the one thing I said I need to do is I need to go to the Comedy Store, like, 100%. And so that was the agreement. I was like, if nothing else, we have to do this. I will not accept otherwise. Because whenever we go to the States, my partner is from a small city outside of Milwaukee. And I always want to go to Chicago. And I always want to go see comedy in Chicago. And it never happens. So I'm like, we're going to Los Angeles. I'm like, don't go to the Comedy Store. Like,
a brick.
I was like, this is like, has been my dream for a long time to go to the Comedy Store. So I need to do it. And so we went, and it was Nikki Glaser.
Who I love.
Who is a delight.
She's hilarious.
There's so much fowl that comes out of such a small package. I love it.
Yeah. Little no-butt-having package.
Yeah, the shock value is just, it never stops being delightful.
Yeah, she's amazing.
And then it was Dan Mintz, who plays Tina Belcher.
Yep.
Who I love. My partner did not. He's not as much a fan of the one-liners, the one-liner guys.
Like a Stephen Wright type.
Yeah,
comic,
or like the Mitch Hedberg kind of guy. Yeah. Like, he's not as much, but I love it.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I can add Dan Mintz to my list of crushes now. Good. It's getting long.
He's pretty handsome.
He's very handsome. And, like...
Get that down, Mintz.
Yeah. And then his wife is, like, stunning.
A super fox?
Stunning. And I was like, oh, but you can be, like, a moderately handsome man and just get, the most amazing looking woman in the entire world. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous.
He's also very funny and charming.
Well, I was about to say, if you're funny and charming.
Yeah.
If. There's
or
a big
very
if.
Rich.
Or very rich.
You can look like a troll and get a beautiful woman if you're very rich, apparently.
I've never seen that happen in life.
No, especially not... in America with the president.
Yeah, that wasn't what I was referring to
Katie
at all.
That she looks like a troll doll, but
oh,
you just have troll
oh,
doll
no,
hair.
That's not what I meant.
Like,
no,
oh.
I was talking about what Madison was talking
oh,
about.
No.
Madison got it.
I got it. I was
thought
like,
you were meaning because you said that your hair looks like troll doll hair.
No,
but
I'm a
I
cute
was like,
troll, though.
Well, yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah, I'm the cutest kind.
That's what I was going to say.
You're like the one that gives candy from
rub
under
my
the
belly,
bridge.
Make a wish.
Yeah, exactly.
You won't get it, but I'll laugh when you rub my belly. You'll be cute.
Yeah, and it was, okay, Dane Cook was there.
Oh, Lord.
So I was like, okay, I'm really curious. If nothing else, it's kind of one of those things, like, it's historically, mm-hmm. seeing Dane Cook is kind of, like, mm-hmm. it's a very interesting experience. So I was like, I'm excited to see him in that. I'm excited to see this person who's been very influential in comedy, but also created this genre of comedy that I hate so much. Or maybe not created, but really
popularized
it, right? So he was so charming.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He was so sweet, and he was so charming.
Oh my god.
In person, he knows how to work a crowd real
good. And I was
good.
Like, I've been fooled. I know I'm getting fooled right now, but I'm so charmed. He talked to this older couple who had been together forever and was just like... talking to them in the sweetest thing, asking them really sentimental things about their life.
Aww.
He went into this, like, I'm like, have you softened in your old age? Like,
maybe.
What's happening? So it was very confusing because I was like, okay, here we go. I'm going to roll my eyes a lot because it was such a good night. And I have to look up this one female comedian who just killed it. She grew up Mormon and she was married for like 11 years from like 18 to 30 or whatever.
Oh, wow.
And so like her whole adult life she was married and now she's single and... not Mormon anymore. And
yeah.
Like, it's just killer. She was killer. Like, she was mine and my partner's favorite. So I have to look her up.
Do you remember her name?
No, she was also small and blonde.
Oh.
So I have to look her up too. But actually, the person who upset me most, because I go in being like, well, it's inevitable, was Kevin Nealon.
Oh, really?
He was making transphobic jokes.
Of course.
And I was like...
why is that still so, like, on vogue right now?
Because he's
it.
An old shit who thinks he can get away with everything because he was on SNL and...
Weeds and...
you know.
Whatever.
He has that rep. But he said... he made a joke about... essentially claiming that, like, people who are transgender just don't know what's going on. And it's like, oh, he, you know, akin to, like, you know, I can't... I switch my mind about things all the time, so that's probably going to be
so
them.
It's so hack, though.
It like, is hack. It's hack, and I'm like, I
everybody's done that already.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And like 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so he, and then he was like, oh, they should just go in, and he really was only talking about men transitioning to becoming women.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Of course, because that's the only
one that
transgender
needs,
that exists, apparently.
Right.
And he was like, they should just go in and get bits of their penis cut off at a time.
Oh my god, that's horrific.
That's brutal.
And then made a joke about how, like, oh, if they get an inch at a time, well, for me, that would take, like, 10 sessions.
Good joke, yeah. Katie just looks furious.
Yeah, and I just was like...
I'm just bored. Like, that's
I
so
know,
boring.
Right? Like, it's at the point where I'm like, this is not even interesting offensive.
Yeah.
Like, you're not even finding a new way to be offensive for me. Mm-hmm. You're just being hack. This mm-hmm. is not original. This is not... You probably were able to tell this joke 40 years ago. Mm. You old freaking jackass. Yeah, and so... But the rest of the night was amazing. It was a great experience, and you kind of sit at a table with mm-hmm. a bunch of people you've never met before. I don't know if you've been
nope.
before. So you sit at a table with a bunch of people you've never really met before. And there was this one, like, I'd never been to a comedy club that was, like, there was people who were, like, 6 foot tall models who were going there. And I'm like, what? This is weird. Like, this isn't how it is in Vancouver
and
Toronto.
Like, it's like a hot spot to be in or something.
Yeah, exactly. It was like the hot spot on the strip.
Maybe they're chuckle fuckers.
Yeah. Who am I kidding? I probably would be, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I kind of am, even as a comedian.
Yeah.
I'm not sleeping with any comics, but... I see why people do.
Yeah, I'm like, I
I'm so, I know so many people and I'm like, ugh, whenever they I talk to them, but I'm also like, but you're hot for some reason.
I know, it's awful.
And I was like, ugh, okay, fine.
Okay, fine, you're attractive, I hate you.
Pretty much.
But there was this one.
Charm is exhausting.
Yeah, there was this one couple, and there was this girl who didn't get any of the jokes, poor little thing.
What?
She didn't get any of them, and she made fun of me for not driving. So I was like, I hate you in every way. She kept hearing her boyfriend, I don't get it. I don't get it.
Oh, that's really annoying.
I'm just like,
Sophie Buttle has such a good joke about not being able to drive. She's like, oh, it's gross if you don't know how to, it's so gross, that's why I'm going to learn to do it really soon.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's, well, I never thought about it. I never thought about growing up, and we didn't have a lot of money, and so it was just not something, I was like, oh, I turned 16, I'm going to get my driver's license, and it never happened, and then I moved to Toronto, where it's stupid to have a car. Mm-hmm. And it just never happened. But you go to America, and they think you drown puppies. If it's like, that's the equivalent.
It's just like a poor simple person.
Yeah, like they think you're like, there must be something wrong with you if you don't drive.
Like that you're too out of your gourd to be a good driver or something like that.
I don't know what I was trying to say, that you're absolutely bonkers for not wanting one.
Huh?
Or not caring about having one.
It sounds like you're talking about children.
Oh, yeah, that too.
It sounds like you're just bonkers for not wanting one.
Oh, my gosh, yeah, that as well. I was talking to my coworker who's 23, I guess, and her mother has gotten on her, started, it's begun.
It's begun.
And said to her,
you're gonna get me grandpa.
She's like, you know, you say you don't like children, but you'll like yours. And she goes, is that a risk I want to take?
Yeah,
no, that's like...
I'm hoping I like them.
Yeah, guess who gets hurt in that situation if you don't?
Right?
Seriously.
Yeah. And, like, I'm just thinking, like, how many women have gone into that situation being like, well, I don't really like kids, but I feel like I should have them. And then...
They have them, and they're like, well, turns out I don't like mine that much. I love, you know, I love them, but I don't like them.
Yeah.
I hear that a lot.
Yikes.
Yeah, for sure.
Only people who really want to do it should do it.
Mm-hmm. Like, real bad.
You gotta really want it. It's gotta be like an Oscar or something like that. You gotta work for it.
We haven't told my partner's mother that, like, we're only gonna have children if we are financially secure enough to have children.
And you're both academics, so, yeah, so never. Just kidding.
Yeah, no, well, no, that is accurate, because, like, neither of us want that stress.
Yeah.
And I grew up financially insecure. He didn't. He went to Disneyland, like, every summer. I told him we had to break up.
Unless he takes you to Disneyland?
No, I was like, no, we grew up too differently.
Yeah. Aw, I'm glad you didn't, though. You guys are cute.
Yeah, and we're short little people.
You're both little people?
We're very short.
I've never met him.
He's,
is he short?
He's 5'7".
That's a cute
size. He claims 5'7½". It's a lie. It's like I claim 5'3½". That's a lie. I'm 5'3".
I could say that I'm 5'10" and no one would dispute me. I think I'm like 5'9½" probably. Mm-hmm. I just say 5'9".
I'm Amazon woman.
I'm 5'0".
I'm 5'0" inches.
Yeah.
Do you need the inches on there? You just say I'm 5 feet.
Yeah, 5 feet.
That's an adorable
You have five
height.
Feet?
Yeah. I know. I'm pocket sized.
Yeah, my favorite.
That's good. I was thinking about, like, you know, having kids, and it's like, I got into bullet journaling, and
yes.
they're connected, because, like, bullet journaling is this huge, like, insufferable Pinterest thing, which I'm just realizing.
Much like children. Having children.
Also, I'm just like, that's how you get pregnant, right? Like, I'm trying to work towards, like, I'm on some new medication for some hormonal stuff, I'm trying to work towards, like, getting my body ready to, like, have a baby, but it's like, now I just have a bullet journal, so I just need to get more insufferable on Instagram until someone gives me a baby and some
just
products to review.
You,
yeah.
Just give you a baby.
That's how you do it, right?
Yeah, that's how you have a baby.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
That's how I understand it these days.
No, you have to start a blog so you start getting free stuff soon.
So that you, yeah, exactly, so that I can do it. But look, I've...
Oh, that's beautiful!
Made
it's
pretty,
actually really lovely.
I made some pretty stuff, so the whole, like, bullet journal, we talked about it on Ashley's episode, and it's like a blank book that you can do whatever you want with it, and it's like, I was telling Madison downstairs, I'm not really, like, a visual artist, so I'm really trying to
but
use this as, like...
Pretty.
I have, like, pretty watercolor
yeah, great
pens.
Great color theory.
And
yeah.
I'm trying to work on, like, my handwriting, so I was, like, trying out all my new, like, pens and colors and seeing, like, what things work well together.
Gosh.
And I really like them. And just so
oh,
many,
it's lovely.
It is. Colors. It's actually very pretty.
And then, like, this one I really like. Like, my year, I put, like, a whole bunch of colors and speckles at the top. And I don't know. Wow. There's, like, some conventions that you can follow with bullet journaling. And then there's stuff that you can just do on your own. And so I've just been, like, looking at Pinterest, like, incessantly trying to find, like, ooh, how do, like, these 20 people do their future log? I'll do mine as, like, a hybrid of, like, a few of them. Like, I don't know, man. I really like it.
It's gorgeous.
It's adorable.
My month of May is all, like, kind of, like, retro with, like, triangles and stuff like that. And I've got...
It's got a cool 90s kindergarten look to it.
I know. Exactly. I like
it's
it a
from,
lot.
It's from a geometry set. So, yeah. Aww. I've had just, like, creepy-ass drawings that I'm trying to do. Like,
yeah,
I don't
it's
know
a
why
scary mermaid it's with
skeleton
weird
mermaid.
Hands.
Well, mermaids are kind of scary.
Yeah. They're supposed to be terrifying.
And how to track my lunar cycle.
Oh my gosh. I love it. And you drew moons.
Yes.
You drew, like, pagan moon symbols.
Yeah, for sure.
And
oh,
then,
my
like,
gosh.
My week, you know. I don't know. I just, like, it's fun to decorate, and I
yeah.
notice, like, Katie's, like, decorating her page over there, just, like, doodling.
I sometimes doodle when I want to listen, but I don't have something to say, I'll just start doodling, because that way I don't have to stare at anyone's eyes, which always creeps me out when we podcast.
And you're like, hi. I used to do that in class. I was a huge doodler.
But, like, I want to get back into doodling, because it's so relaxing, and so now... I've got this, I've got, like, a little podcast thing.
Yeah, it says save it for the podcast.
And then I'm going to have, like, a list of, like, karaoke songs that I like and
Aww.
Songs that I want to do for New Year's. Aww. And, like, I've got a meal planning thing and, like...
Oh, my gosh.
That's wicked.
And so
yeah.
just to have it all in a book and not worry about, like, it doesn't have to be in any particular order. I can, like, intersperse writing pages and drawing pages, like, in between.
That's fantastic.
It looks so adult.
And, like, decorating. And so I got, like, a very... stately German,
it's
like, gray journal, so that when I open it up, it's, like, colorful!
Yeah.
I love it!
So,
I think it's
beautiful.
A great idea.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
To just, like, do things.
Get your
like,
life in order!
Well, yeah, I like organization stuff, but at the same time, I would just want to get more, like, loose and artistic and, like, tap into that creative source that I've been missing.
I think being that organized allows you to be more creative.
Yeah.
I feel much less, like... Because when I really let myself go and I'm kind of like, I'm just going to write when inspiration strikes or whatever.
It doesn't work.
Thank you for that little aside.
It doesn't freaking work.
It doesn't freaking work. So, I get overwhelmed with not doing things.
Yeah.
And I feel guilty for not doing things. And then I don't want to do things because what I do isn't very good anyway.
Yeah.
So if I just keep things organized and I have little pockets of time to do things or I like make dates to do things with people, then they get done. And being organized helps me keep track of all those things.
And it's got like the habit tracker thing, so you can just like put down when you do stuff on certain dates. So I want to be like, go play in nature and like go to band practice and make sure that you play some music and do your stretches and like go to
acupuncture. That's wicked.
That's
awesome.
So I don't
know. I'm gonna play with it. And the best part is like if I find that one layout doesn't work and I'm not using it, then just don't do it again and like make a new layout for the next month. It's not like a planner where you like it's all set out in the same way every single time. So
yeah, my planner stresses me out.
Yeah,
I abandon every single planner.
Yeah.
I never used them for the longest time, and then in high school, I really got into using my agenda and, like, keeping track of things, and I was a really good student in high school. And then they gave them to us at Kwantlen, too, and I didn't try very hard there. But I really liked the, you know the ones with the spiral binding, and they'd have, like, the lenticular cover. It would be like, whoa, you're going through space. It's 2000.
Yep, exactly. Oh, I definitely know that. Yeah, I would always try to decorate all my binders to make them seem more fun. But, like, I thought I was, like, super cool, so I would decorate them in, like surgery pictures and
you're
so
weird
edgy.
You're a weird kid you're
but
a
like,
summer goth basically
exactly. Super cool edgelord Madison.
Pretty much.
I liked how I don't know if you guys did the same thing, I assume so because public school, if you went to public school,
I did.
Just getting the like science textbooks and stuff and having to cover them in like a cut up in paper bag, like a liquor store bag in every single case from my household growing up. And then you get to decorate them. That was pretty tight.
Picture
paper.
And that was your first, that was your homework for the first day.
It's like, cover it and decorate. You can just decorate however you want, but you gotta cover it.
Yeah.
You lose percent every day you don't cover it or something like that.
Oh,
you just get punished for not having a cover on the textbook.
Yeah, because those textbooks have been used for... Aeons and aeons of textbook use.
The textbook's like, one day we think that all computers will be connected and people can talk to each other with great ease.
I've started trying to work out more, so I've been going to the gym fairly often. because I was like, oh, right, I was in a depressed state working on PhD applications, so I didn't move.
Right.
So I try to coordinate when I go to the gym to what's good on TV.
Do they got TV at the gym?
Yeah,
or?
On all, I go to the Y, and it's, like, on all of the screens, all the machines have, like, a TV. Like, I went to go on this one bike, and I realized it didn't have a TV, and I switched to another one, because I'm like, nah, this ain't happening.
Yeah, gotta be a TV.
So I try to go when MASH is on, because I love MASH.
Like, the show MASH.
Yeah. So you jog to Murder Podcast, and you work out at the gym to MASH. You're fun.
You're old lady and you're weird. It's basically what I'm describing.
So I work out to MASH and
da 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 da.
Yeah,
suicide is pain.
Yeah, and like I
war is hell.
I grew up having like this massive crush on Alan Alda. Now I'm really more of a BJ Honeycutt girl, but that's fine.
I've always been there for Hot Lips Houlihan.
Oh, I mean, come on.
Yeah, I love that Radar. He looks so cute.
Oh, Radar. but yeah, so it's on the History Channel, of course. So, there's this commercial though, and it was like, Canada. What would it be like if Canada, if the world didn't have our natural resources? And I was like, is this an oil commercial? And then, no, it's a 3-part special narrated by Dan Aykroyd on the History Channel about what the world would be like if Canada didn't exist. And I need to watch it.
Oh my god, our exports.
You're
going
to start lifting weights to that one, right?
Well, there's no TV in the weight area, which is why I do weights least.
Oh my
I
God.
Spend a lot of time doing cardio. Weights is when I listen to the Murder Podcast.
Right. And so it's like, oh, I'm going to start doing racquetball to this Dan Aykroyd documentary.
You guys are just describing my mom's future plans, basically.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking like, oh, yeah, what would the world be like if Canada didn't exist? Like, oh, no, our yearly export of apologies would certainly be missed.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, we're loading the sorries on now, boy. Sorry we're late. Sorry, 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 sorry.
And it does happen, though, where I go to the States and they recognize I'm Canadian because of that.
Oh, yeah. apologetic.
I thought it was a stereotype.
Yeah.
I was like, no, that's not accurate. I don't say A, and I don't apologize too much. I do both.
Oh, I totally do both.
A lot.
Yeah.
I 100%
I'm really sorry, but that's not accurate. Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Fuck.
Oh, sorry,
please excuse me for speaking out of turn there.
And
but,
no one says excuse me when they're walking, like, on the sidewalk in the States.
Really?
And I'm like, excuse me. I'm like, no, I'm near people. Like, that's just how I walk. Constantly saying, excuse me.
I'm trying to figure out how to write a joke right now about, like, apologetic and unapologetic. Because, like,
yeah.
Like, if I'm being eulogized, no one's ever going to be, she was an unapologetic ex. Because I've never been unapologetic about anything in my goddamn life.
Yeah.
Like, I am sorry for even being on this podcast right now.
I'm sorry for breathing on a regular basis.
Pretty much, right? So that's, I wonder if that's a Canadian thing or a woman thing or a woman Canadian thing.
It's probably worse, the combo.
Yeah.
I think so, probably.
Interesting.
So sorry.
I've been thinking a lot about, like, what my eulogy would be like, because I'm listening to Murder Podcasts all the time.
And because you were so sad writing PhD applications.
She died doing what she loved, getting murdered.
Well, no, there's this, like, it's
there's something
mostly,
slightly fitting about it all.
It's mostly women who listen to these true crime stuff.
This is a thing, like, it's a documented phenomenon that women are into true crime stuff because it, like, makes us think we're preparing our brains to fight back when
exactly.
it happens to us.
Yeah. And, like, well, like, now...
I know all the tricks that murderers use.
Well, exactly! I'm like, what?
Tips for avoiding murder in my bullet journal.
Okay, one is that, like, if someone pulls you over and they say, like, they're a cop or something, like, you gotta get them to move their finger to show, like, the face. Like, get them to give you their badge. You don't know what's happening.
You don't know if it's a real cop.
Like, murderers pretend to be security guards and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, that's...
I've watched plenty of The Blacklist and Elementary and...
Oh, I haven't watched those.
Yeah, I watch... And all of the SVUs. Yeah.
Yeah,
I love procedural dramas.
Oh, okay. See, I never really got into procedurals, but I just love true crime. And I listened to this one, which is, yeah, my favorite murder, which is two women, and one of them is, like, a stand-up comedian.
Kilgareth.
Yeah, who I love.
She's so funny.
Love, love, love. And actually, like, when I was in Los Angeles, I was like, maybe I'll run into them.
Maybe you'll get murdered and then they'll talk about me.
No, but, like, I feel like it's a... But one thing, I went to go see them live, and when I saw them live, like, they would announce what murder they were talking about, and, like, people would cheer when they heard the murder, and I'm like, well, that's not how I listen to this, exactly.
That's weird. That's a little bit odd.
Yeah, so I'm like... And my,
I love murder.
I was with my brother, and my brother just turned to me, he's like, I think we're here for different reasons than these people. So, like, I don't really want, like, you know, a Ted Bundy portrait on my wall. Oh, did you know Zac Efron's playing Ted Bundy?
What?
What?
Yeah.
In, like, a biopic?
Yes.
Oh, wait, no, I was thinking of John Wayne Gacy. I was like, no. That doesn't make a lick of sense to
me. No.
Ted Bundy was
handsomer.
Okay. Yeah,
Ted Bundy was the hot murderer.
Oh, God. Well, yeah, same with, like, Richard Ramirez or whatever, anyway, the Night Stalker. But I still, I mean, like, I still, like, I can't, I Zac Efron playing Ted Bundy is gonna be, and, like, I'm horrified that I'm, like, I'm gonna watch this. Like, I'm so excited.
Do you like Zac Efron?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, maybe. I don't know. Like, he's just kind of like a guy that was in a bunch of Disney things.
He's just kind of like a guy. I was watching, speaking of kind of like a guy, I was watching Road to Perdition last night, which I haven't seen probably since it came out, but I remember really liking it.
Yeah, me too.
And the little kid in it, like this 12-year-old boy, is his name is Tyler Hoechlin or Hoechlin or something like that, and he's every, like, beige leading man now. He's, like, 27 now. He's really? Very handsome. Mm-hmm. He was a beautiful child.
What's
he
been in now?
Like, One Tree Hill and, like, all of these things on the CW and, like, a couple movies and things like that.
Yeah.
Like, he's quite good looking. But, yeah, I was like, oh, that's what he grew up to be, I guess. He was in this Sam Mendes movie and now he's just a sort of blandly handsome man.
Yeah. Like Jughead.
He's got a more unique.
Yeah, it's true. Look. But yeah, I mean, I would never have put together that he was Ross's son on Friends.
Yeah, that's weird.
What? Yeah, although that was those kids, the Sweet Life with Zach and Cody or whatever.
Yeah, he was Ross's son. I rewatched all of
Friends. He was Adam Sandler's son.
In
Big Daddy.
I loved Big Daddy as a kid.
Yeah.
I loved that movie. Like, I thought Adam Sandler and I was going to get...
He's not... When you said blandly handsome, I thought he would be more Sandy Blonde.
But yeah, me too.
He's very, very handsome, but he also looks like every guy who's on TV right now, pretty much.
He looks like he would play a werewolf.
He looks like Ian Somhelder's brother, or like Lucifer's brother.
Yeah.
He's
everyone's brother.
Yeah.
He could, if he were slightly more Hispanic, he could be on, if he was Latino, not Hispanic, that's just language, but he could be on Jane the Virgin, you know? He could be like one of the telenovela stars or something like that.
Yeah, I love that show.
He's got some, it's the best.
What is
show.
Up with CW?
They're killing it?
They're just, they're doing everything right.
Is CW putting out Jane the Virgin?
Yeah.
Jane the Virgin, Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, and Riverdale.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Oh, because they've got, like, the thing is they've, like, really gotten into bed with Netflix, right? Because they have, like, a really strong distribution deal.
And they do,
them.
Like, the weekly releases with that, which is killer.
The bomb. I'm so glad that I get to watch fucking Jane the Virgin. So exciting.
Yeah. And CBC is doing that now, too. I guess I did that with Anne, which I won't watch. Because, like, Megan Follows is my only Anne.
Yeah, people are really, really rabid about that. I never saw the original. I never read the books.
I would watch that. I would be allowed to stay home from school to watch that with my sister.
Wow.
Yeah, that's like, every man has been compared to Gilbert Blythe in my entire life.
Swoosh.
I've read all of Little House on the Prairie.
See, I like those books a lot.
Gables.
But Anne of Green Gables and whatever else from Prince Edward Island. Like, I went to the cottage and everything, but I'm like, I've never read the books!
What a waste. I've never been.
Well, Cavendish is beautiful.
It's been wasted on you.
You can go.
I have no money! Ever!
You'll be in Toronto, just, like, walk there.
Just make it part of your PhD.
That's actually my whole plan for travel, is just go to conferences where I want to go. Which, like, I didn't really understand on my master's, so I would just go to conferences. But then I ended up places where I'm like, I don't want to be here.
I don't want to be in Middleton, Delaware.
I was like...
Hi, I'm in Delaware.
Like, this needs to correspond with my interests. And I'm like, fuck, I should have gone to, like, Hawaii.
Hawaii conference.
Totally.
My partner, that was his first conference. It's in Hawaii.
Oh my God, what's his PhD in?
Well, he did that in his MA, and in his MA he wrote about conspiracy theories.
Oh.
And skate culture and random stuff like that, so. Oh. But now he writes about, like, labor. in the States, factory labor, stuff like that.
Oh, man, you guys are quite the couple.
I know. We both write about labor. It's so cute.
I just had to say that back to Zac Efron.
Yes.
Past guest Allison wrote a song about Zac Efron. Now we played in our band, and it's one of our, like, best songs.
Really?
It's called Zephron?
It's called Zachary.
Oh. And does it specify that it's Zac Efron?
No, it doesn't.
Does it talk about being 17 again?
No.
Is she horny for Zac Efron?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's like, it doesn't...
He's an adult man now.
You couldn't tell, like, that it was about him at all, but we know. And now you all know.
I do have a tendency now to start Googling guys' ages.
Oh, just in case.
Just in case. Oh my God, all the time.
And I never did that before, but I think once past 25, I started doing it.
Well, because, it could be gross.
It could be gross.
You could be so gross.
And so, I looked up Jughead's age. He's 24. It's fine.
It's not illegal. It's not illegal for me to smooch someone who's 22, but I would feel kind of weird about
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Like, so, who else did I look up? From my Mad Fat Diary. Yeah, whatever his name was, her lover on it.
I really need to watch that show.
It's amazing. I looked him up, and I was like, phew, okay, we're okay.
It's fine. Yeah, I find myself doing
most
that
of
a lot.
Most of the sexy teens are older.
Yeah, like exactly. Like, my partner came in and was like, is Veronica of age? And I was like, one sec. Yeah, you're good.
Well, yeah, I think my problem is that I'm like, you went crazy on this on Twitter last night about, like, I wish more women look like Justin Bieber. Basically, I wish Justin Bieber was a girl, because I would date this girl. And I'm like, I'm very attracted to women who look like young men. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes it's a young man. And I'm like, oh, no, thank
you.
You're
like, no, pass.
Because the women that look like young men are usually at least in their mid-20s.
Yeah.
Usually.
Yeah.
But the young men are usually like 17, 18, 19, 20. And I'm like, disgusting.
Yeah, it's become like I remember, you know, my friends when they were 18 dating like 32-year-olds.
Ugh.
Yeah, it was gross. Like, it was gross. Ugh. Like, it was concerning back then, but now I'm like, oh, it's fucking disgusting. Because
mm-hmm.
It, like, it's, what do you talk about? Like, what do you talk about?
I have nothing in common with someone who's 20. Like, we could be friends, maybe, but...
Well, like, my...
If you were, like, doing a similar thing, like, some... Like,
life experiences are so different.
Yeah, like, yeah, and my partner's cousin is 16, and she's, like, a little sister to me. She's amazing. But she's, like, a little sister
like
to me.
She's a baby child.
She's a little sister.
She's a little baby child.
She's, like, I couldn't imagine being like, yeah, I want to date one of her friends. Like, ew, that's, like, the most revolting thing in the world to me. And, like, then the idea, I was like, Mia, just, like, don't date guys who are that much older until, if you're out of high school.
Yeah.
And you're both, like, in university, and I'm fine with, like, you know, May, December romances or whatever, but
yeah.
You have
once
to
you're
get...
Once you're 25, all bets are off.
Yeah, but what do you talk about? Honestly, honestly, what do you talk about? I couldn't imagine it feeling like anything but babysitting. Or, like, really gross porn.
What does your Snapchat look like?
Exactly, especially now,
oh,
where
Lord,
it's,
yeah.
like...
The gulf widens, man.
Yeah, it widens and widens with technology, too.
And, like, some young people are eschewing technology entirely. Like, one of my niece, who is 17, does not have a Facebook page.
What?
Yeah, and she really doesn't use her cell phone for anything but, like, texting.
Well, I mean, like, when I was a teenager, that's when we started, like, buying records again, and that's when, like... That's when bands started putting out, like, albums, like, records instead of
LPs and things. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, we're just regression in bits and then pushing forward in others. And, the gulf widens.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. Mm-hmm. I tried it. Like, I think it's really important to find out what teenage girls like, because I'm like, this is what they're being fed. So, like, I watched 13 Reasons Why and then cried forever.
Forever and ever.
Because I was like, I think it's important to know what young women are watching and interacting with. So, like, yeah, I'm going to listen to Taylor Swift and then enjoy it too much.
There was that post that was like, Taylor Swift's been too quiet lately.
She's going to drop an album on it. It's going to be on fucking every radio station for the next 3 years.
Yeah, it's like, be prepared.
Yeah, brace yourself.
Be prepared. Prepared for a Taylor Swift comeback.
Pretty good.
Thank
you.
Yeah,
that was great.
I just got the right number of syllables. That's all I can take credit for.
One thing that made me really happy in the last couple days is Chelsea Manning got out of prison.
Yay!
Chelsea Manning
and
is free.
She's, like, totally, like, a cute, like, trans girl Instagrammer.
Right? Yeah,
she's
showing us, like, a little side
she
titty.
Is?
A little she's bit. On, she, just, she had, like, a really cute picture, and then it's just, like, here's a piece of my pizza that I'm eating, here's me playing video games, and I was like...
Here's my shoes.
And I was like, she's totally gonna post about watching wrestling soon. I'm pretty sure that's,
love
like...
her.
Is that a trans girl stereotype?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, really? My God, it super is,
playing
yeah.
video games and loving wrestling.
Not every trans girl I know loves wrestling, but all of them like video games.
Yeah.
And, but most of them like wrestling.
Yeah.
A really
yeah,
large
I do
amount.
I know a lot that like video games.
But I was just... Fun. I thought that was so cute, and she just looks really good and happy, and I'm like... If Chelsea Manning just becomes, like, a little Instagram star, that would be, like, the cutest thing. Like, just be so basic.
They start, like, sending her free lip gloss and stuff.
Yeah,
that'd be great. I'm gonna just pull up her picture.
Please
yeah.
do.
Yeah. So.
Here I am, everyone.
Oh, she's adorable!
Isn't that so lovely? Little yeah. side boob.
Oh little my god, little boob. Minx.
Absolutely, yeah,
anyway,
she's super
so that
cute.
Made me really happy today. Aww. I was like, oh, just like, next you'll be posing with a pumpkin spice latte.
That's
like,
great.
That's all I
Live
want.
Live your basic life.
Yeah.
Just, you've been through so much.
Yeah.
So Live good. Your basic
I
self.
Believe she's playing a PS3 in this picture, because that would probably have been the last one that she had before having to go to prison, but...
Jesus.
That's so cute.
Anyway.
We should start a GoFundMe campaign.
She's got one.
Get her a PS4.
Well, they did a GoFundMe for her first year of freedom, and I think that they bypassed their goal really recently, which is great
yeah,
and
amazing.
Awesome, and she deserves it. But there's also this a trans elder from New York City named Miss Major Griffin Gacy,
oh, yeah.
who wants to retire, basically, because she's, I mean, she was at Stonewall, right? She's,
yeah.
she's old, and she's been sort of propping up the trans, I think she's in LA now. But
yeah,
she's
been allowed to take a nap.
Yeah, she's tired, and she needs a retirement fund because she hasn't worked for, like, a place that gives her a pension or anything
yeah.
like that in forever. She really basically needs $200,000 to sort of, like, ensure that her later years will be well provided
yeah.
for. And it's stalled out at, like, 86 or something. It's been stalled out like that for 40 months.
Yeah, I find...
Something like that, yeah.
I mean, it's all about, like, what name is the most popular, right?
Yeah.
And of course, yeah, like, Chelsea Manning deserves everything she gets. And I'm so happy that she can live a more comfortable lifestyle now. And that's amazing. And, yeah, I do want her to get pumpkin spice lattes and a PS4.
Absolutely. I want her to have everything she wants.
But it is hard sometimes when those people who are less spoken about...
Yeah.
But have worked so hard to make it so that, you know, she was able to transition
yeah.
in prison.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
I really, the thing that kind of gets me is that the people who, of course there's a lot of really shitty people commenting on things that
well,
she's posting.
Yeah.
Naturally,
oh,
that's just going to happen.
Awful. Yeah.
But people are like, well, why? She's like a traitor. And it's like, well, only if you consider allegiance to protecting human lives in general to, like, be more important than... protecting your country, like, with
yeah.
absolutely no critical thought about it, because she basically did end the Iraq War.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She's pretty much responsible for that,
mm-hmm.
in,
yeah.
at least indirectly, and directly as well.
But yeah.
Her, yeah, the information that she leaked was basically made the public turn its public opinion, and, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah
like,
up...
how many lives were saved because
Thousands.
Of her taking that step?
Yeah.
yeah.
Which, cool. I can't even imagine.
The risk involved is so huge.
Yeah, like, I that is beyond me. Like, I watched,
She's younger than we are.
That's wild.
She's
How 29.
Old is she?
Wow.
She's been in prison since she was 22.
Hmm. Oh my gosh. For some reason, I didn't realize it was that long. Because it
yeah.
feels like all this stuff feels like yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it feels like not long ago that it all happened.
I agree.
Yeah.
That's shocking.
But
yeah.
she went to jail in 2010.
Oh
yeah, man, it's so long ago.
Like,
so
I
still, feels like it was 2 seconds ago.
I know.
I still think it's 2012 all the time. Like, my brain gets stuck in 2012.
It's like, thank God the world's gonna end in December.
Yeah, it's like, whoo! My partner, we met in 2012, and he told me, he's like, yeah, if nothing happens in December, I think I'm gonna have to stop liking, like, conspiracy theory stuff so much. And I'm like,
but
okay,
if we die, I'm gonna
sorry.
Feel really validated.
Like, just something happened.
Yeah.
Just something.
Like, something.
You just want something.
Like a little
happened.
Earthquake or something. It's
just
like...
something.
Well, yeah, I think he lost a little faith.
Well, that's too bad. Have you guys been watching American Gods?
No, not yet.
I think you'd like it.
I hear that it's being made so that it can build enough credibility to get the Sandman comics made.
Ooh.
I've heard the same.
And I want it to be true.
And I think that would be great. And it's a really fun, and it's just like what you said about you gotta keep the faith was really a lot in the last episode, which is called Head Full of Snow. Have you read the book ever?
No, I haven't.
It's excellent.
I realized that I haven't read it either, which is wild.
I got a copy for
I read Anansi Boys, but I didn't read
That's American funny because it's a sequel.
I know. I know. That's
but,
funny.
Yeah, he just, his... The man he works for, Mr. Wednesday, says, I have a plan, but it's really going to need some snow to pull it off. So just think snow. He's like, what? Think snow? That's insane. Fine, I'll think snow, I guess. So he's sitting at a Kinko's, like, thinking about snow, imagining ice crystals forming on the copiers and snow blowing in through the Kinko's and stuff. And then it starts snowing. He's like, did I make that happen?
Yes.
Did I do that? It's like, well, I could either tell you you did or tell you you didn't. And if I tell you you did, then you get to go the rest of your life thinking that you have control over the weather.
Yeah.
And it's just like, so just like have a little faith, basically. Yeah. So the whole show is just about what faith, like faith makes things manifest, makes things real. And that sounds like the power of positive thinking or the law of attraction or something like that. But like
it's the secret,
it's just about the nature of reality, right? Yeah, like it's a subjective experience. And if you believe it's real and it's real to you, then it's real.
Yeah.
Cool.
I love that about the show.
I really liked it. And now like, I need to, like, let a few episodes go by so that I can build it up, because it was fun to watch, like, three in a row.
That's what I'm doing with The Handmaid's Tale.
Ah, yes, yeah.
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 I have to let it build up. Rory Gilmore got so good.
It's so good.
I'm so happy. Thank God.
Finally.
Finally. Like, I love Gilmore Girls, but she was not good.
No. I think this is slightly more spare dialogue, probably.
And then Alias Grace is coming out, too.
That's crazy.
Margaret Atwood is just getting her time to shine, and I know we're bitter at her, but...
That's fine.
Yeah, I'm still mad at her, but she's still a really fucking great
writer. Her
work
is good, so why not turn the work into something awesome?
I was actually telling my friend today, I'm just like, I'm always mad at Margaret Atwood for making me love her so much. Like, I'm so bitter.
And then taking it away.
And then my other friend who... Margaret Atwood is like a huge basis for one of her chapters in her dissertation.
I thought you said bassist.
Oh, no.
This is Margaret Atwood is the bassist in my sick
band.
That
would be great. I would love that. But yeah, so she was saying, she's like, I think Margaret Atwood hates women. She's like, I'm pretty sure.
Maybe.
Self-hating woman, maybe.
Well, yeah, like from that generation, maybe. Like my grandma had that. Not that Margaret Atwood is anywhere near my old, like my grandmother's age, but like that kind of thing of just like, well, like, you stop acting so stupid, like a stupid woman then, and you'll get ahead, and it's fine. Like, you have to, like, eschew all of that stuff.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, I guess she's pretty progressive for, like...
Mm-hmm. For, like, 100 million years old.
Yeah.
She is, like, 80.
I think she's 78 or something like that, but she's
Well, then she was pretty close to my grandma.
Yeah,
she's pretty old. There's this thing in the English department in the sixth floor of my building that I work in at work, at school, at... SFU. I'm having a lot of trouble.
Do you want to give your exact office number?
It's getting really warm in here. I feel like I'm being interrogated.
Okay. We can stop pretty soon.
Should we put a light on you? There is a bare light bulb!
Oh, God, yes. I'll talk. Sometimes I go up there and think about, because she's got this poster, they have a poster of Margaret Atwood up there. It has her birth date, 1937 or whatever.
Oh, wow.
And it's got a dash to nothing, and I wanted to take a post-it and write forever on it or something. Then that would be my, like, magic spell that keeps Margaret Atwood alive forever.
Ooh. Yeah, keep writing, girl.
But yeah, I was just, now I'm mad at her, now I'm, like, gonna put a question mark on, like, till like, I'm done with her.
Or just put forever? You can do both. You can accomplish both.
Till she figures her shit out?
Yeah.
Well, I do, I mean, like, it is so hard, though, when someone you admire so much does something that is just not quite, like, that's why I've kind of stopped reading biographies. People I like.
Yeah.
Good Don't call. Get to know them too well.
Good
call. Like, do you know what? I'm going to keep that at arm's distance.
Well, like I said that, you know, when you're like Jughead's hot, I'm like, but isn't he bad? Didn't we find out something bad about him?
Aren't we not? Aren't we against him today? What does the discourse have to say about Cole Sprouse?
And like, I hate that a lot, and then I also follow it as well.
Yeah,
and
I just know.
Like, how bad was it? Fine.
Yeah, and then you like look it up, and it's like realizing Elizabeth Moss was a Scientologist.
Yeah.
Like, and then she's starring in The Handmaid's Tale, and it's just very so confusing. Oh, and I'm just like, was she? And then I keep trying to find excuses for her. I'm like, well, was she born into it?
Yeah.
Because I mean, that's brainwashing.
It's true. I mean, but so you just mentioned Elizabeth Moss, which just made me think of something that I wasn't necessarily trying to say for the podcast. I just meant to talk to you about it, which is that. Past guest, awesome, Graham Clark, is opening for Fred Armisen tonight.
What? Oh,
that's great.
Fred Armisen is
I know,
a creep.
But
no, wait, what?
Fred Armisen's a huge creep.
Fucking hell. Why?
Yeah, he was like a sociopath and cheated on Elizabeth Moss a bunch and was like, I guess I was just like, I wanted to be mean to her once she liked me.
Oh, so, like, I thought they broke up because she was a Scientologist.
No, it's because he's like a sociopath.
Mm-hmm.
So, sorry. Oh, no. I brought everybody down.
It's like when I was, this is when I found out Jason Lee was a Scientologist. I was a bit, apparently Will Smith isn't. So I'm just going to believe that.
Yeah, no, I think they that family follows Smithology. As well they should.
I know.
Yeah, they're doing quite well.
Yeah, they truly do exemplify, like, hashtag black excellence.
Yeah. Their kids are so cool.
They're so cool.
I actually really, really like Jaden so much.
Oh my god, they're such
pricks. Him in the Get Down is so good, though.
They are pricks, but they're so cute.
They're so cool.
Beautiful. I'm rewatching The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air from the beginning.
It's still pretty
held
good. Yeah.
And I'm like, Uncle Phil's, like, the best.
He's a good man. I miss James Avery. He was sweet.
Like, the first episode, all this talk of, like, Malcolm X, and I'm like, how did I miss this? Because I was, like, 3.
It was intensely political.
Yeah. I didn't realize that, like.
We were, like, little white kids. It's hard to.
Yeah.
We were like, it's funny. He's talking weird. Like,
the episode where.
Racist white kids.
Where Carlton and Will get, like, pulled over.
Yeah,
so then
I was watching
the cops
that.
Put him in jail, and
it's
then.
It's a very special
and then
episode.
Uncle Phil shows up, and he's like. Did you let them call their lawyers? No, you didn't, because we're their lawyers. We're also their parents.
Yeah, like, I was just like take
so
it.
So if you, and just like growing in stature as he speaks, is like, Uncle Phil.
I find him actually very attractive watching it again. I'm like,
capable
he's sexy dad. Now that we're like, now that we understand like, oh yes, okay, dad bod's a thing, I guess. We allow it. We'll allow it. And it's like,
have a mom bod.
How about all bods are good bods?
Yeah.
But, you know, of course, the world's only ever going to truly accept variation in men, so.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, do you know what? I think it's really great that this man is on TV that's lit. Like, when Seth Rogen became, like, a love interest.
Yeah.
And they were like, I think this is really great. And I was like, uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Bravo.
Yawn.
Yawnskies.
Like, good job. You've accomplished so much for the world.
Hooray. And then, so every, like, famous chubby girl just has to be on, like, yes, I have so much confidence, even though I'm fat.
Yeah. I'm pretty for a fat girl.
All of my storylines revolve around that.
Yeah.
Anyway, I want to go have a beach body outside right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The outdoor pool is open, and I kind of just want to go.
Body on a beach. That's a beach body.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly. Or, like, getting ready for my summer bod. That's my body with more popsicles in it.
More popsicles.
Yes! my summer bod is I move.
Yeah.
In my body.
Yeah.
Which in the
popsicles.
Winter I don't move my body.
Yeah, exactly.
I really want a popsicle now. I'm going to go get a cyclone.
Yeah, I
should.
Ooh.
It's the best.
It's my favorite.
I just want to make cucumber gin and tonic popsicles.
That sounds delightful.
But we have to wait for that, so I'll get a cyclone first.
Okay.
Okay, thanks everybody.
Bye.
Bye.